Good morning, everyone. Yesterday morning, we were thinking about the uncontainable, unconditional love of God. And every one of us is on a journey to change. And God, by His Holy Spirit, is leading us day by day that we would change from one degree of glory to another. And just like where we were yesterday morning in Matthew chapter 4, where Jesus was calling His first disciples. And we know that they were simple fishermen. And when Peter first met Jesus, he was casting his nets into the sea. And fishermen in those days, it wasn't probably a great job, but it was a job full of routine. And his daily routine would have been wake up, go out, cast a net, catch some fish, come home, and do the same all over again the next day. But that all changed when Peter had an encounter with Jesus, because Jesus says to Peter, "Come, follow me," in Matthew 4:19. Peter didn't hesitate, we know from God's word. He dropped his nets and followed Jesus. When you have that encounter with God and you respond to His call, life changes. When Jesus says to you, "Come, follow me." Peter wanted a new and more purposeful life, but he couldn't find that life until he met Jesus. And some of us who do not discover our true identity or our true purpose for life until we have that encounter with Jesus. And it's when Jesus calls us to be something or someone greater that we realize how we are limiting the expectation we've put on our own lives and how dangerous that can be. But when Peter dropped the nets and followed Jesus, he learned that God had a purpose and a plan for his life. And God has got a plan and a purpose for your life as you respond to the call. Just like Peter, Peter was no longer just an ordinary, simple fisherman. He wasn't a dropout of society. He became the foundation for the church and led thousands of believers as the gospel of Jesus Christ spread across the earth at that time. Don't get stuck in a rut. And you need to be able to break free from that rut, to follow after Jesus, to be fulfilled in your life, and to know that God has got you on a journey to change. How is God challenging you to change today? Just like He did with Peter. He's calling you with an unconditional love. He loves you just as you are. What a wonderful thought. But just like the Apostle Peter, let us be men and women who respond to the call, who drop our nets, whatever those nets might be, and we say, "Yes, Lord, I will come and I will follow you." Jesus says, "Come, follow me." Peter didn't hesitate. Can I encourage you today? Don't hesitate. Follow after Jesus and do what He has called you to do. And then in that place, you will be a man and woman who will discover you're on a journey to change. Change from one degree of glory to another in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus. Have a great day. Speak to you in the morning.